Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Salam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu wa la tu'minu hatta tahabu aw la adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtum afshu as-salama baynakum. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you shall enter Jannah until you believe. And you do not believe until you love one another. Should I not show you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, should I not show you something that will create love? Should I not show you something, if you practice upon it, it will create love amongst you. Today you find people complaining. Or many times you'll see that people were partners for 20 years, 30 years, and suddenly out of the blue a dispute arises. And now these two people that were friends for so many years, they were close for so many years, it may be two brothers, it may be husband and wife, it may be father and son, it may be people in deen also, it may be ulama, it may be different types of people. But this is something that is so common today, ikhtilaf, where there is disagreement, there is disunity. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us a very simple, a very easy remedy, an easy prescription to create love. Very, very easy prescription to create love amongst ourselves. So this is one prescription that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us. Should I not show you something, if you practice upon it, you start loving one another. You start having muhabbat for one another. And muhabbat is such a thing, if a person loves the next person, then automatically it wards away. Automatically he overlooks many shortcomings, weaknesses, because love is such a thing. The person has got love for the next person, then he doesn't raise any objections, he doesn't raise any problems. Automatically that love overrides everything else. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us something. Should I not show you something that if you practice upon it, you love one another? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afshu salam abaynakum. Make salam common amongst yourself. Make the salam something very, very common. There was one couple, husband and wife, that came not too long ago. So Ustad is a Mufti Sahib in Madrasa. Problems. They can't, both husband is doctor, wife is doctor, but they can't get along. For some reason, husband and wife can't get along at all. They can't see eye to eye, they can't get along. So he gave a very, very simple prescription. He told the husband, when the husband came to complain, he said, just try the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Implement this, and through the barakat of the sunnah, inshallah, Allah Pak will create love. When you enter the house, they make salam loud. Use the mishwak, read Surah Ikhlas, read two rakats of Nafil Salah. That's how you should enter the house. And in your house, do some talim every day. Very simple prescription. Husband and wife are fighting. Enter the home, make salam loudly, make mishwak, read two rakats of Nafil Salah. This was the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would enter the home. Not that he would just barge in the home without making salam and just carry on with his call. This is how he would do. He would read some salah in the house, make mishwak, make salam. So I told him, read Surah Ikhlas. And then, I told him, have some talim in the house. So he said, that same doctor, after 3 months or 4 months, he came back. And he's saying, you know what? That this thing is really working. Really working. He said, you won't believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now created so much of love and muhabbat between us, that we're actually playing like small children in the house, playing catching game in the house. So much of love. Imagine the surgery, they've been called doctor, and yet they're playing catching game in the house. So this is something that is known as love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that love. So these are prescriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only is this the word now of salam, but this also has got that special benefit, that special ruhaniyat, that special attraction of being the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Islam. That will bring that muhabbat that we can't even see. We'll do one more short hadith and we'll finish. And Abi Yusuf Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. The beautiful hadith. This is narrated by Abdullah bin Salam رضي الله عنه. He was a Jew and then he accepted Islam later on. So he said that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that, O people, أفشوا السلام, that make salam common amongst yourselves. Spread the salam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something. So with all these things, you'll find that a person doesn't need to be very wealthy to do it. The person doesn't have to have too much influence, affluence. Simple things, but they create love in a community. They create a community. They make people want to like each other. So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Afshu Salam. Make salam common amongst yourself. The next thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At'imu Ta'am. Feed one another. Provide food. Such a simple thing. You may have one sandwich you provide and you give half to the next person. Or you, in whichever way you provide some water, you provide some food. But the thing is you are feeding people. So yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, feed the people. Wasilul Arham, that maintain family ties. Maintain family ties. Such a beautiful thing. That go ahead and maintain family ties. Wasallu wannasu niyam, and perform salat whilst people are sleeping. In other words, salatul layl, you perform. Generally the people are sleeping. So at that time you perform salat. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do in return for you? You did this few things. Tadkhulul jannata bi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that you'll enter jannat with ease. You'll enter jannat with peace. You'll enter jannat easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that He'll give you jannat so easily. Why? Because you did these few things. Such a simple prescription. Not only will it create muhabbat in the community, but also for yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that you did these few things. He's entering into Jannah very, very easily. He's entering all of us into Jannah very easily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. These are simple ahadith, but they go a very, very long way. It has a great effect, great impact on people. Many, many people have been influenced and affected just by seeing the contribution and the generosity of the Muslims. A person goes to Madinah Sharif, you'll find that there's not one space in the haram. The whole haram, can imagine in those few moments, not one spot there is where you can actually put your own dastarkhan there and try and feed people, because that place has already been taken up. And now outside the haram also they're feeding on the streets, going far back. Every person wants to feed. So what a beautiful scene of muhabbat it creates. Everyone wants to feed, everyone wants to make salam, everyone wants to catch the next person by the hand. Please sit by me, please be my guest. And when you've got an environment like that, you ever think there'll be fighting, there'll be quarrels? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that there is muhabbat. Yes, we'll have that odd event and that odd disagreement, but that is just an odd issue. But when people generally bring these qualities, it will bring about love in a community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.